Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
We're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High. We're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others, would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness, must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten by truth-loving brothers and sisters, as now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things, precious truths, that men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed, when indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to the light, must be revealed, let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud, Hallelujah!
Ah, yes. Well, my brothers and sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, I thank the Most High that we are back again. Back again for another episode, another very, very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, I do thank the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. The Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done some of everything they could, yes, since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, we do have an obligation. All those who will call upon the name of the Most High absolutely have an obligation unto him that not all have even sought to rightly understand. But it's time, my brothers and sisters, that we do discern what indeed is our obligation unto the Most High, that we perform our purpose rather than deny it. My brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider. Please, my brothers and sisters, I would have you to consider. Yeah, there are many among us who quickly cry out loud when we see one we consider a brother, a sister, and we say shalom. And the Shabbat and the feast, we say Shabbat shalom. But how many of us really truly understand? I said, how many of us truly understand what these words truly unto their purpose mean? You know, Messiah said at Yohanan, John 15:14, he said, you're my friends. Ultimately, he was saying to all who would be his people, so you're my friends, my people. If you do everything that I've commanded. But how many understand, my brothers and sisters, what Messiah was saying when he said this? Yohanan 15, how about going back to 14:6? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father, but he come through by me. He that Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish. My brothers and sisters, Messiah comes to restore all righteousness. And to do so, he must also rebuke all that is sin, all that has divided mankind along the lines of false righteousness, fallen standards, pluralist, polluted quotes. He said, he said, if you love me, keep, guard, maintain, defend. How about more than just simply what people presume to be his commandments, but how about, my brothers and sisters, the righteousness of his conscience? But think about it, there's some 45,000 denominations out here today that claim that they're functioning according to the gospel, the message of Yah. My brothers and sisters, the message of the Most High is not divided by the differing ideals of the nations. The message of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, the sure message of the Most High is not destabilized or compromised after the diversities of the private interpretations of men. We must understand this. We are therefore obligated to seek the Most High, sure to seek him, that we may defend God and preserve and commemorate. That's what that word do means. Everything that is his conscience, even in the midst of a hostile environment. A hostile environment that would keep men's, let's say, discretion of their iniquities and mystery. That would blind the minds of men not to discern what indeed is the righteousness, the true justice that is due unto the Maker. My brothers and sisters, the Most High, when he gave man dominion, what it really means, he gave him the knowledge of what we must do as stewards to be true to his rule. But nobody has a right to rule but by Yah. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. It's time we understand. Messiah said, if you love me, if you would be his friends, if you would be his people, if you be allies and not enemies, if you be those among kind of among those who bless rather than those who divisively damn and curse, said offer a righteous example. Desire to offer indeed a righteous example. Let a world see the light of your good works. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that no man deceive his brother. In fact, if we really understand it, that is the utmost command of all when he said, Hear, O Israel, the Most High is one. We must all seek him, love him, seek him with all our minds, heart, soul, and might, no resistance. Yes, my brothers and sisters, that we love one another. How about that we know more as deceive one another, that we learn how not to lie. He said ultimately that he would empower his people to do just that, not to lie, not to deceive, to be a righteous example. If our first desire is to preserve the righteousness of his conscience, all my brothers and sisters, I have to ask the question. For many who say they want the Holy Spirit, do they really, all who say they want the Holy Spirit, want the revelation of all that is divine righteousness? Do they really desire that a whole world be governed after the mind and the conscience of one king? Do they want a king at all? Is there, and one scripture asks the question, in a world filled with confusion, is there no king in you? Is there no anointed one who circumspectly considers all things? And that's one of the scriptures I wanted to get to. That we all might consider and rationalize together as one. Do we really desire a revelation of all righteousness? Do we really want, after all the variant allegiances that flatter this world, do we really want beyond them all the rebuke of all our sin, the rebuke of all that divides us? We really want the rebuke of every deceiver? Or have men only sought, by and large, to preserve the voices of those who compromisedly and treacherously flatter against the will of one. Huge questions indeed. But I would like you to consider, my brothers and sisters, if we say shalom, if we say we want peace among our people, realizing the Hebrew word for peace is also a word for perfect completion. Even a pursuit, my brothers and sisters, for the conscience that is beyond contradiction, which innately is life. My brothers and sisters, how much do we really want that? And are we willing to humble ourselves unto the fruition of that glory? That in all things honor him who is one, discerning that the only offering to the honor of the Most High, who is one, must be oneness. I'd like to read a scripture to you. I've talked about this before, and there's so much needs to be talked about tonight. Exodus 20 and 12. I said Exodus. Maybe I need to type that up. Okay. Exodus, I really want to look at around 20 and 12 through Exodus 20 and 12. 14. Perhaps someone can who has access has the power, has the capacity to do so, because I have a lot to do here, might be able to put up those verses for others to see. Well, I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can do it myself. However, the method, as some of you know, for doing such a thing on with the spacing that Blog Talk Radio allows. Sometimes makes that a little bit difficult, but I'm going to go ahead and try to see if I can do that if I can. Let's see what comes up here. Okay, Exodus. Excuse me. That's 20. Okay. Thank you. I guess 74:14. I mean 74:99. What I'm really after is not Exodus 20 and 12. So go ahead and correct that. I'm really looking at Exodus 23:12-14. I said Exodus 23:12-14. And I'm going to go ahead and quote it. If you can paste that up, I'd appreciate it. 6 days shalt thou do thy work, and the seventh day thou shalt rest. And we understand the word for rest, completion, peace. Relate the same concept. Remember the seventh day. Seven being the number of completion. It relates also the concept of peace. 6 days, so you do thy work. In other words, all those things that men do in this very much so mundane world along their varying lines. We all should still ultimately be in a society that works together. 6 days, so you do thy work, and on the seventh day thou shalt rest. How about all, let's just say, establish themselves to be ready to hear the fullness of all the Most High declared without disruption. Six days shall you do thy work, and the seventh day thou shalt rest, and thine ox and thine ass may rest. In other words, no labors. How about everyone establish themselves to hear the voice of the Most High? And even the stranger, some texts related to the stranger that dwells in your towns, hey, may he be refreshed too. How about renewed? And they put some texts ever down here as refreshed. In the context of being very much so refreshed, restored and renewed. And in all things, look at what this verse says, the 23rd chapter in the 23rd chapter and 13th verse. All things that I have said unto you, be circumspect. That means considerate of all things that he has spoken. And make no mention, therefore, of other gods. In other words, get my point. Discern the point of this scripture. If a man refuses to consider all the Most High has declared, he actually worships other gods. If a man does not seek all that is the conscience of the Most High, that all should discern it, he relies upon, still trusts in confusion. Notice I repeat again, in all things that I have said unto you, be circumspect, be considerate of it all. And make no mention of the name of other gods. Neither let it be heard out of thy mouth. In other words, all things that you say, all things that you do, the example that you present, should be considered of all the Most High has spoken. One of the things the Most High told me was simply these words. He said, the greatest wisdom is not what people think they know. What they don't know. What men have said and believed, not giving consideration of all the Most High has spoken. Tell me that's not wisdom at all. I want you to consider, my brothers and sisters, you need to watch out for whoever it is. I said you need to be very careful and watch out for whoever it is whose conscience has no desire for the fullness of all that the Most High has spoken. I want you to understand something the Most High told me very early on. We see that there are some who would rather believe a deceiver than to believe that they personally have been deceived. There are many who might not quickly catch on to that statement. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. A deceiver is someone who would never seek to tell you the whole truth, would keep you blind to the light, would keep you in the darkness that you may not draw fair and just conclusions, who would, my brothers and sisters, keep you blind that they might exploit you. They deceive you. They don't open your mind to be ready to receive all that you must perceive. And my brothers and sisters, in so doing, I want you to understand they cause men to worship devils. Those who would hide the truth, that they establish their own false, fallen, foolish, flawed, false law with which the Most High can never be pleased. We live in a world, my brothers and sisters, vastly deceived in. Says Satan deceives the whole world. That means, get the point, the adversary, Hasatan, causes men to trust in fallen standards, not seeking to pursue so much more, causing men to believe they've already attained what yet they have not. Causing men, my brothers and sisters, to trust in standards that can never make men whole. They can never be fully unto the forgiveness of sins. And let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. The very first command relating to Yahs 1 also declares that he leads men out of the darkness, out of, let us say, trust and pluralist standards that only cause debate and doubt. He leads men out from confusion. His gift must then be discretion. Brothers and sisters, man cannot so quickly say with a right heart that he knows the Most High, who does not discern between good and evil, who does not discern between what is deviation from a perfect state and that which is considered of all truth. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the Most High, his word reinforces all else that he has spoken. All the Most High speaks is with consideration of all that has ever been his plan, and the Most High does not change. We live in a society today that has given men license and could even call it equality, that men uphold all manner of fallen standards. Many not realizing that, quite frankly, this world before the gospel went forth to it again. Notice I said again, because the scriptures do relate that Abraham preached the gospel. And they actually released that Moshe preached the gospel. Mm-hmm. And each were commanded the people to seek the perfect will of Yah unto a blessing, unto a law. The world was already lawless, my brothers and sisters. You need to think about this. The nations were already lawless, each one functioning according to his own indiscretion. Dare men say, my brothers and sisters, that the redemption of man is in remaining so? I want you to understand, my brothers and sisters, there are those who teach falsely. Oh, the meaning of the scripture says, relates the idea about you are not under the law, but under grace. What that scripture actually relates, my brothers and sisters, is that you should not be under, let's just say, misguided by those who refuse the discipline of the Most High. What does the scripture say? Men have exchanged the truth of Yah, Romans first, exchanged the truth of Yah for lies. 2 Thessalonians said men will come to prefer unrighteousness. 2 Thessalonians 2. It even says the Messiah will have to come to expose the pretense over and over again in the scriptures. What is the pretense that must be exposed? Mm-hmm. Brothers and sisters, what is that horns like that murderous system mentioned in Revelation 13? The scripture says will establish false righteousness, horns like a lamb, appears to be the word, messenger of the word of peace, but speaking as the dragon, having no intent to guard and maintain conscience of the Most High. Horns like a lamb, speaking like a dragon, deceiver who deceives the whole world, who tells men that there is peace, preserving every manner of unrighteousness rather than defending the truth of Yah. Whatever standard, whatever institution of this world does not seek to preserve the holiness of what is divine conscience, the will of one, the expectation of the one King who restores all things. Whoever my brothers and sisters it is, they would not seek that fullness. Did you hear me, my brothers and sisters? Compels men to worship devils, for such is the nature of devil worship. For evil is and always has been deviation and preference for deviation from the perfect state. We must, I repeat, my brothers and sisters, we must seek the Most High for what is His conscience. I said we must seek the Most High for what is His conscience. Even conscience, my brothers and sisters, what is divine will beyond all contradiction. This, my brothers and sisters, we must do. The scriptures warn us against false brethren who enter among the churches. And my brothers even deceive those who, concerning righteousness, are still not yet fully aware. I'm talking about the book of Jude. Scriptures warn us, false brethren. Did you hear my brothers and sisters? Isaiah 30 talking about woe to those who take counsel, but not from Yah, not seeking the whole truth. Preferring, how about preferring unrighteousness? Isaiah 29 says they turn everything upside down, so men's worship is after the precepts and doctrines of men, the ill vision, illusions of men. the deceptions of men. The very precepts of men and not the righteousness of the one Most High. What's the scripture say concerning these? Their worship is in vain. How about my brothers and sisters? An oath unto less than the fullness of what is divine will. It is devil worship. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Messiah said, you're my friends and not adversaries. If you seek to do God and maintain and defend the fullness of all that is his conscience, declaring his truth in season and out of season. In fact, my brothers and sisters, whoever will not seek to defend the perfect truth and will sit back and oblige the teaching and preservation of every lie and every counterfeit, my brothers and sisters, is the agent of another. He said, preach his word in season and out of season, because the time would come and has come when men have not preferred sound doctrine, but preferred fables, being nice, preferred lies, preferred counterfeitery. Where is, my brothers and sisters, where is it amongst 45,000 denominations all saying something different after private interpretations? Where is the worship of that one having horns like a lamb, seeming to be the Prince of Peace, but speaking as are speaking the doctrines of the dragon. The dragon, which is Satan, who deceives the whole world to think that a massive compromise and tolerance of compromise against the truth is somehow wise. You know, I've talked early on this show. Heaven help us, I haven't even begun to start going at the things that all I want to talk about. You know. Revelation 6. I've talked about this before. The White Horse Rider, Revelation 19, is Messiah going forth to preach the gospel. The whole message of the Most High. To conquer and overthrow every shallow-minded, short-sighted, unrighteous, false, fallen, foolish, flawed message of the nation. Revelation 6, the White Horse Rider rebukes the nations, going forth conquering and to conquer, exposing every lie. Revelation 19 has been doing the same. True word of Yah, considerate of all things, approving all the nations for standing against the fullness of that righteousness. Psalms 2 says, the kings of the earth have taken counsel against the Most High and against his anointed. How about the consideration of all things that men have not learned how to reason together? That it says, wise of the nations rage and imagine vain things, never the fullness of truth and never unto peace. Because they deny the concept, the Most High will reveal the fullness, line upon line, precept upon precept of the Most High, who is one in his anointed, and even his anointed one, who after the Spirit of the Most High teach all things, bring all things to remembrance, reprove all sin, all unrighteousness. Strange world we live in. And Messiah said, to those who would receive power from on high, even his Spirit, he said to them, go forth and teach all nations, to discipline all the nations. So they said, as all power, all authority, declare the rule of the kingdom of Yah from on high has been given unto him, as king, as Shashin Shah, king of kings, has been given unto him. He said, as such authority has been given unto him, he said, go forth. He said, as the Father sent me, so am I sending you. Speak with an obligation in the Spirit that would teach all things, not to hinder, but to declare these things unto the conversion, the disciplining of all the nations. But have the nations wanted this conversion? Have they desired this discipline, even unto the end of this age of confusion? Or have the nations resisted, my brothers and sisters? And that's why you still see this 45,000 different denominations, 280 nations. And rare few, my brothers and sisters, even discerning the obligation we have unto the Most High, seek all his will. First command, where they put down loving with all your mind, heart, soul, and might, because he is one. It says you must seek him with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. If no divisions come amongst us. You must seek him with all mind, heart, soul, and might, seeking to reason together as one, just circumspectly considering all things the Most High has declared, lest divisions come among us. And indeed, my brothers and sisters, our people are blinded to serve after false gods. Divisions. Not the whole visions, not all the insight that the Most High would have us mutually to uphold, but divisions, partial perception, illusion, ill vision, less than the whole parameter of insight. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, you know, it's an amazing thing to think about it, but the very political system that we see in the world today is a sin. It causes men to, in a two-party system, never to consider the whole truth, to maintain differences between the parties. That's an amazing thing to think about. They call it a party, yeah. Really. How many of us understand this? You know, I'm going to go ahead and play it if I can find it right quickly. Something I remember that was said years ago. State of the Union address of one of the earlier presidents. And he had me to still ask the question, according to that scripture that reads, is there no king in you? Is there none who considers all things, that our people might reason together and see what is genuine justice? Heaven help us. My brothers and sisters, Micah 4:9. Now why dost thou cry aloud? Is there no king in you? Is thy counselor perished? Do you have no one to counsel you? For pain was taken hold of thee as a woman in travail. Our brothers and sisters, if a world is without a counselor, without an intercessor who considers all things, if you really understand in Isaiah 41:21-42:4 and other scriptures like it back in Deuteronomy, we recognize that it's the gift of the Most High. Yah so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. How about a king, a counselor? Those who believe in him might have everlasting life. How about a word of constant peace beyond contradiction? Worthy, my brothers and sisters, unto a kingdom that is to endure forever, that they discern as one with the Most High, as a people. How many of us understand what that's really all about? My brothers and sisters, I remember something said by one of your earlier presidents. I will play it for you now. Many of you should recognize his voice. I remember when I first heard this, what was my reaction?
We have served America through one of the most consequential periods of our history. And it has been my honor to serve with you. In a system of two parties, two chambers, and two elected branches, there will always be differences and debate. We have served America through one of the most consequential periods of our history. And it has been my honor to serve with you. In a system of two parties, two chambers, and two elected branches, there will always be differences and debate.
I remember when I first heard that, and I looked among the crowd while it was being said. I looked and I looked again. I saw no one whose eyes even blinked, whose brow did not fold back. I was saying, what are they saying? This man is saying that there will always be confusion and debate. No expectation for the restoration of all righteousness. As if this confusion was fine. In Malachi, it says, Most High desires one offspring, of people true to him. Let no man hide his iniquity in the pretenses of his robe. In other words, calling himself holy, but daring to say that every man who walks after his own evil way is somehow good in the sight of the Most High, and that the Most High delights in such, as if there would be none to ever judge mankind in righteousness. Scripture says Messiah will suddenly come to his temple. And if you read the scriptures closely, he's going to say, destroy out of the temple whoever it is that will compel the people to believe after such insanity. In fact, the scripture says he will come to restore righteousness as of old, as in former years. And to do this, he must expose the obstacle. He must expose the robbers. He must expose those who act as if the Most High somehow has been destabilized and changed after the varying ideals of men. He must expose the robbers who do not teach the fullness of all that is his law. What did I say to you before, my brothers and sisters? It's a shame. We live in a strange world that was already reprobate without a law, already reprobate without a covenant. And men have dared to say that the redemption of mankind is that the Most High by his grace leaves the world lawless. What else is a king that the Most High will declare with the sovereignty of his name? The scripture says, not under law, but under grace, my brothers and sisters. I repeat again, it means not subject to those who are left accursed without the hope of forgiveness of their sins. Not under the lawless, but by his grace, my brothers and sisters, by his kindness, his law being revealed, brought into the light, no longer left in the darkness of those who know not Yah. Who know not him who declares all and everything by his spirit that he is. How many, my brothers and sisters, seek him? Who the scriptures say again and again, will reprove all the nations. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, that word for nations means much more than what men presume it does. It means him who will reprove every fallen standard after which our people are compelled in any way scattered among the nations to disagree. My brothers and sisters, the scriptures tell us when we seek the Most High truly for all that is his knowledge, when Messiah comes to expose all unrighteousness, then shall the knowledge of the Most High cover the earth and as the waters cover the sea, that none shall hurt nor destroy in all his holy mountain. In the day, my brothers and sisters, that all nations are inclined to wait for, seek after his law, then will his peace, his rest be glorious. My brothers and sisters, those who do not seek then for the return of him who is called Shiloh, one who regathers and remembers all righteousness to regather the people under peace, until like Genesis 49:1-8-12. They who do not seek him, my brothers and sisters, for those who do not seek the one who regathers and restores all that has been forgotten, who rebukes all sin, seek to be justified by lesser standards, my brothers and sisters. Seek to be justified by standards having no pursuit of a fullness of a covenant. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that those who act as if the great tribulation the scriptures first speak of in the first century, those who act as if that did not occur under the rise of what has been a multitude of false prophets or fallen messages, who do not discern the Messiah must come to reprove the wicked, and the word for wicked is lawless, every lawless standard. My brothers and sisters, I say, there's a serious need that I say this. All those who do not seek, my brothers and sisters, him who comes to restore all that has been forgotten, for them there can be no forgiveness of sins. For whoever it is that looked upon this world, trust in the wickedness, the divisions against the will of one that he sees, and counts it wise, my brothers and sisters have already declared the depravity of their conscience. And such as this, unstable, of brothers and sisters cannot be confirmed the children of Yah. Book of Jacob, they call it James. Said, though we be scattered among the nations, if we lack wisdom, indiscretion, if we lack what is necessary to see beyond all misallegiance under peace, say we must ask of Yah. If we be double-minded, seeking to be justified after any lesser standard then, preserving debate and doubt, let us say an open door for a devil, for false standards to possess the mind. Say, anyone who is then therefore double-minded concerning this, let him not think he receive anything from Yah for a double-minded man. Treacherous, neglectful, cannot be counted steadfast in his love of the Most High, in his allegiance to the Most High, in any of his ways. It's time we discern the real. A political system, my brothers and sisters, it wants no king that will consider all the Most High declared. A system that talks about separation of church and state when the truth of the matter is state. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the governments of this world have controlled and even structured, by and large, the thoughts of much that is done in the churches today. Who really says that they want separation between man's government and the hope of the kingdom of Yah. Man's governments, my brothers and sisters, and their divisions against the peace, against the gospel of the kingdom of Yah. My brothers and sisters, all such as this is sin. I talked about this on the last show. Every nation had its concept of a gospel or a way of peace, its pursuit of what they call life and the pursuit of happiness, according to their own designs, as if the rulers of this world could divide up this world against the design of him who made it. My brothers and sisters, all such politicization, desires of a king who maintains variant ideas, never considered the full will of the one. Politicization, my brothers and sisters, I think is amazing. They put your politicians put their hands on a Bible and swear to uphold the constitutionality they call it of this country. My brothers and sisters, they made false oaths, and they swear on a Bible, but never to uphold all that is in it, and call it stability before the Most High, deceiving the people, for they have no intent, as politicians, to talk about the fullness of truth. It's like the media systems of this world. My brothers and sisters, your media, the people who run the media, who run the news, talk show hosts, pastors, politicians, oftentimes seek to speak the words that they feel will appeal to the most people as they have an audience. Your talk show hosts, hey, oftentimes being employed by radio stations that are owned by massive conglomerates and corporations. Seek not to say anything that might offend advertisers, radio and television station owners. How many of us, my brothers and sisters, discern something the Most High told me in the book of Micah in the 7th chapter, at least the same? The only voice, my brothers and sisters, we can really, truly trust to discern what is righteousness is his, but to hear his voice, we must desire all his will. Well, the scriptures tell us in the book of Galatians, if any man preaches any other gospel, any other standard, as if it was sufficient unto peace. Well, think about it. How can a multitude of various standards be unto peace when the nations are contentious against one another? If any man preach another gospel and say, let him be accursed. Well, what it means, my brothers and sisters, if any man preaches any other standard than other than the one after which the Most High shall reconcile this world according to the will of the Creator, that one sets up divisions, contentions, man against man, that the Most High sees chaos in this world rather than my brothers and sisters, scriptures tell us, come again, let us reason together. lest divisions and false concepts of deity arise among us, and men even wind up using the holy name to, sadly, uphold false doctrines, folly, insanities, my brothers and sisters, with which the Most High cannot be pleased. He said, and that no man call upon his name in vain, or associate his name with any fallen standard. He said, even the man who does this cannot be counted blameless. Meaning that for doing such a thing, there is no forgiveness of sin. There's no forgiveness of these misallegiances. That no man trust in devils, my brothers and sisters, or any devilish institution that does not desire the fullness of all divine will made manifest. For such institutions as this deceive the minds of men to make oaths unto the Most High, but never unto the fullness of His will. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Wake up time indeed. Like I said, is there no counselor, no savior, none who considers all things, none who seeks to heal mankind unto the fullness of what is divine purpose, no peacemaker, no intercessor who petitions that all things the Most High desires be brought to bear? You know, if a priest sat upon the mercy seat seeking the favor or the grace, and it's mercy, gracias, merci, gracias, grace, seeking the favor of the Most High, if a priest in the mercy seat petition the favor of the Most High, he must petition for the fullness of all divine will. And the Day of Atonement, if a priest did this and did not have his heart geared to do so, he was slaughtered, brothers and sisters, slain by the Spirit. But coming to the Most High, my brothers and sisters, unworthily. Amazingly, today, many come to the Most High saying they desire the gift of His Spirit, but only to uphold the standards of the various institutions they seek to become a part of. Revelation 2nd and 3rd, for good reason, says, He who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. Because so often, your leaders have no intention to raise the conscience of the mind. Revelation 2, 6, the 3 and 6. The scriptures tell us we must seek the fullness of all that is divine will, and if we do anything less, he say he comes against us with the sword of his mouth. And my brothers and sisters, he will discern the thoughts and intents of every heart by the fullness of all his word. Blessed they who will understand it. My brothers and sisters, I dare to say that if a man does not discern the expectation of him who restores all righteousness, reproves all sin, even the Messiah himself who functions after that anointing. A man does not discern to seek that one. He has not discerned the real definition of salvation, of deliverance, of redemption, of what is grace, what is faith, what is love. In fact, my brothers and sisters, such as one has not known the conscience of the Most High. It's quite frank, the Holy Spirit does not flatter any man in his self-righteousness, but constantly pushes at the soul of a man to ask of the Most High all that he does not know, that indeed the light of the Most High that has long been forgotten be restored. And what is the soul? I ask, what is the soul of a man that once corruption enters? Would maintain the corruption. And if the truth is forgotten, would have it never to be remembered. All such institutionality, my brothers and sisters, is such unjust parameters. What is that system that has horns like a lamb and speaks as a dragon that Revelation 13 said murdered the saints? Matthew, 24 says, is the arise of false prophets, fallen short testimonies. Says Messiah must come to expose that system, that he who takes into captivity keeps men in bondage to confusion, debate, and doubt. That he who takes into captivity should go into captivity, and he who kills with a false word should perish when the true word appears. Here's the patience and faith, the patient expectation of the saints. Revelation 14 and 2. Blessed are they who keep the commandments of Yah after the faith. How about the conscience? The faithfulness unto the will of one. that is in Yeshua. How many of my brothers and sisters have sought faith, faithful, under the will of one, rather than compromised after the variant iniquities of the many? You know, 2 Thessalonians talking about the mysteries of iniquity already at work. The lawlessness, the fallen short standards, the fallen conscience of men was already at work in the world. Have men overcome that iniquity, that blindness, that insentience? Since in the early centuries, ancient Rome murdered at the rate of some 60 million over the first centuries. Murdered those who knew the truth. And quite frankly, Revelation 6 chapter said it murdered them all. Has the world, my brothers and sisters, recovered from this unrighteousness at the hand of those who trust in systems that are still yet the daughters of ancient Babylon, that long it was even before Rome? And in so many ways, the epitome of it, Rome is. And so is every system, my brothers and sisters, that maintains the corruptions of all men against the purity of a holy word. Scriptures tell us to watch out for false brethren who enter in unawares, who bring in corruptions, so they feed upon those, thwart those who know not the truth. Such is the way of devils, my brothers and sisters, who would keep the people blind, that they establish their own unrighteousness. That they make themselves available as flatterers of those who want to be justified by themselves. And I still say, woe, my brothers and sisters, to those who seek out those who flatter them in their blindness rather than seeking the Most High for righteousness. For the scriptures speak of such as this in Isaiah 24. It says, woe to both the master and the servant who does this. For the Most High must overthrow a city of confusion, that his people prepare for a city of peace. Blessed are they who will understand this, because if there be none who can circumspectly restore the knowledge of all truth, all the Most High required, that the world still remains without a covenant. Jeremiah 30-31 talks about restoring the knowledge of what is divine law to a people who need to be regathered from the midst of all the inadequacies, the insufficiencies, the illusions, the false righteousness of all the nations. Blessed are those, my brothers and sisters, who will understand this. Blessed are those who will be found to sincerely seek him. Even humbly seek him, fullness of all that is his requirement. That indeed, my brothers and sisters, we learn again how to truly speak the truth and not lie. For indeed, Yah has so loved the world that he gave it the knowledge of his eternal standard that we may have eternal life. But the question to ask, my brothers and sisters, relative to that scripture is this. The scripture says, here's the condemnation. It also says, here's the condemnation of the world. That men have loved darkness more than light. Yah has loved the world enough to declare the truth. But have men loved the truth enough, my brothers and sisters, to preserve with love the knowledge of his ways? Yah has loved man, but has man loved Yah back? Is the question. Again, the Apostle Shaul says, how quickly have men turned toward another gospel? Preferred unrighteousness then. Turn toward a standard that can never be peace, never true to the will of one, seeking to persuade again the flattery, if you will, of men. He said, Paul, the apostle, Shaul said, if I seek first to persuade men, I could not be a servant of Yah. Blessed in the name of brothers and sisters who will understand this. Those of you who discern to seek the whole will of Yah, no less. For whoever would break any part of the law or would bring men to forget or not acknowledge any part of the law, break the law of him who made that law. And the very name of the Most High is he is all and everything that he is. What does the scripture say in Romans? So if the men refuse to acknowledge, it says where there is no law, he who dies without the law, he says, perishes without the law. Who dies without the knowledge of the King, Yah, who refuses to know his ways. I'm talking about Psalms 95 and Hebrews 3. Whoever refuses to know his ways, the Most High swore by his very name, even by the peace that he has sworn must come in this world. Most High sworn by all he has promised. Whoever will not know his ways will not enter into his rest. Sad it is that where men do not acknowledge the law of the Most High, they have actually believed because they don't recognize sin, that the Most High does not discern that they are fallen from his standard. That's the reason why the scriptures talk about dispensation of the gospel. Holy Spirit that the apostles were to speak after. Reveal again all righteousness to prove all sin. Not leaving men blind to their iniquities, but granting them opportunity to be forgiven and a change of heart whereby they might discern how to repent. What does it say in Isaiah 57? It talks about how men have mocked the Most High himself, praised the kings, did not discern their iniquity and their guilt, therefore didn't even repent. Brothers and sisters, how often has this happened among the nations? That men, my brothers and sisters, seek to be called wise after the indiscretion of men who had no intent to function fully after the anointing of the Most High, and therefore were unworthy to receive the gift after which they might act toward the healing of mankind. But the question asked, is the healing of mankind something they ever really wanted? What does the scripture tell us in Hosea 8:4? Men have set up kings, but not by or according to. Yeah. They set up kings, but did not inquire of him. And they set up idols. False righteousness. False standards. False controlling bodies of knowledge. False governments. False kings. False churches, my brothers and sisters, still very much after the ways of this world. And scriptures say they've done this, they might be cut off. Remember, my brothers and sisters, only the Most High can make, who is maker, who created all things to function according to his plan. Only he can make a savior. Only he can reveal fully what is necessary, that we all function together true to his creation. He said all creation awaits the manifestation of the sons of Yah. The sons of Yah, my brothers and sisters, should seek the restoration of all creation. Not after the will of man, but the perfect will of Yah. These are those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will call his people. Blessed are they who will discern. To seek and discern the fullness of the word of Yah, that's like a sharp two-edged sword. Who will discern, my brothers and sisters, who are the false brethren among us, even if till now they have been themselves. Because few discern the obligation, my brothers and sisters, of the believers to seek, believe, preserve all that is foreordained to the Most High, to be circumspect, considerate of all things that he has spoken. Because few discern that obligation, my brothers and sisters, in the holy name, who discern that obligation and open to the Most High. Very few, my brothers and sisters, having that righteous example, discern the obligation to pursue the truth of a word that is above and beyond all the varying misconceits of all the rulers of the nations. And my brothers and sisters, because so few examples exist, very rare is a soul even close to being prepared for the day of the Most High and the time of the appearing of his Messiah who reproves all the nations. Therefore, certainly being him, one to the wise, to the meek, who seek beyond all the folly of this world, would hear indeed the glad tidings that is the gospel. Read Isaiah 61:1-5 and understand. It's not a word, the gospel is not a word of those who would be justified after the various ideas of the nations, but who would seek the will of him who made the world. Blessed they will understand this. Most sadly are deceived by rulers, but flatters the rulers, presume themselves delivered from those who deceive, who flatter them after injustices. Causing people to presume themselves delivered from injustice. Rare few of those, my brothers and sisters, know and do discern, seek beyond all injustice. All my brothers and sisters are those who prefer the saving truth. You know, it's amazing. And we guess we need to be aware of this, but you know, there was a time that if any man were discerned as being a potential threat or threat against the attainment of a conscience beyond contradiction, such ones were considered the most dastardly of all. Like I said, Apostle Shaul said, if any man preach any other word as if it were the gospel, as if it were the full word of Yah. Think about it. Consider the full word of Yah, the gospel, the God. The message of the Most High, the message that considers all things. If any man preaches a message that is not considered the fullness of what is divine desire, so let him be a curse. In other words, he is a threat to the human soul itself. But today I see a system of men having no intent to guard the doors against injustice, against unrighteousness, against every fallen standard after carnality of man. I see a system, my brothers and sisters, that seeks to preserve and even legislate into law as if they were equal every manner of sin, injustice, unrighteousness, perversions after the will of the flesh. And the scripture tells us if we walk after the flesh, we will die. But we live in a society today that would tell men that to walk after the perversions of their own heart, the lack of discipline that is the designs of each man individual pursuit of his personal idea of happiness, not seeking fully, my brothers and sisters, what is blessed before the Most High, not being like Abraham, who the Most High told if he sought the perfect will of Yah, it would be the happiness, the blessing of all nations, the reunification, the oneness of all nations. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who don't want you to understand that the nations of this world to this day have not sought the fullness of the righteousness of Yah, which is why you see no nation on this earth true to all that is written in the book. The scripture says, whoever would not seek the fullness of what the Most High declared, again, my brothers and sisters, to say, whoever will not seek the fullness of what the Most High declared, will not seek all that's written in the book of the law. Or the law. How about to understand and preserve it? How about the conscience of it? Still same, I'm saying my concept, my brothers and sisters, let him be accursed. Let him be a discerned that's not true to Yah. First is everyone who does not confirm everything the Most High has spoken, separated from the conscience of Yah, of those who would compel men to think they are wise, denying the Most High. But one time I asked the Most High, you know, I asked him straight out, what's his definition of a fool? And he said, anyone who would stand against him, he is the truth. And the only way unto life or conscience beyond all contradiction is by the gift that he gives, and that he gives to those who would prove themselves true to his cause. Blessed are they who will understand it, who will understand that. I can only tell you that a whole world of sinners be rebuked. Did you hear, my brothers and sisters? It's not long that a whole world will be rebuked for its unrighteousness. A whole world, my brothers and sisters, is not long before a whole world will be rebuked for the fact that the Most High has offered it. Council of peace, and all the nations of the world have resisted that one perfect way. Was it saying Isaiah 59, the way of peace they know not? Many have not desired to know the way of peace because they did not want to give up their iniquities, did not want to admit that they had conceived falsehood and taught others to walk after it. The whole world is about to perceive and discern what divine wrath is. The men have sought to oblige and maintain warfare, defending every manner of standard for the fullness of what the Most High has declared. Men have defended every manner of standards they carnality could imagine. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, the carnal mind cannot even begin to imagine the fullness of the righteousness of Yah. And men have sought to preserve the carnal aspirations, none of which has been true to the fullness of what the Most High has required of his people, that we be saved, that we could say that we've been genuinely converted unto him. If we really understand Revelation 6, we understand the white horse rider as Messiah went forth to show the world the way of faith. And the scripture talking about the red horse rider, which is symbolic of the nations, will take away the gospel of peace to preserve their divisions. But tell you something. The adversary knows the only way he can have someone serve his devilishness is to establish a standard perverted or less than, or both, than what the Most High has required. It's a capitalist society. In so many ways, my brothers and sisters, many would maintain or establish, preserve iniquity, injustice, if they exalt themselves. And my brothers and sisters, I dare say that such iniquity we were never to do. Whatever does not seek to exalt the fullness of what is divine requirement is not right. Respect for divine purpose, but it's abuse, robbery, murder. Yes, my brothers and sisters, even the murder of a human soul. It's the duty of every soul, my brothers and sisters, to seek fully all the Most High required, all that is the gospel way of peace. That there be a reconciliation, the minds, hearts, and souls of men, there be no divisions among us. What does it say in 1 Corinthians 1:10 through 11? And the name unto the honor of the Most High, that there be no divisions among us. Wow. We all speak the same thing. That's a meeting of 45,000 denominations and 280 nations in that case. There be strife and divisions among us. 1 Corinthians. We still function carnally. The scripture says we walk after the flesh, we die. No man can establish his own righteousness and be found righteous before Yah. So if any man consider himself wise in this world, defiling the temple or defiling the doctrine, wise in this world is division. Say, let him consider himself a fool that he may become wise, for the only way that division exists, that men have stood against the righteousness, the fullness of the righteousness of Yah. Say, therefore, no man therefore consider himself wise. How about recovered beyond the fall, before the time when Messiah comes to reveal the hidden things? And then, reveal the hidden things that men have not considered. And then, shall every man know how to praise, honor Yah. You know, I find it amazing. The scripture says Messiah has to return to restore all these things. And so often men have not looked for to, or sought to fully prepare themselves for, or humbly sought him who would, let's say, empower the mind to discern the righteous one in his return. And men, my brothers, who have not discerned, like I said, that righteousness must come to restore all things. And men have presumed themselves wise without his revelation of his return. Sought to be justified by lesser standards in a world in which men have trusted so far less than what is divine intent. There are men say there's forgiveness of sin where men have not sought all righteousness and would prefer the misallegiances served. How shall you convert unto the will of one? The gospel is to convert all nations after the will of one, even the king of the nation that the Most High said he would restore pure, perfect light, to be an invariant light of justice to all the nations. Have the nations converted to accept that righteousness? Have the people who say they are that people, have they sought again the fullness of that truth, or have they even known to? Did their leaders tell them that they should? Or have the leaders compelled men to trust in corruption? And if they compel men not to seek the end of corruption, not to seek the end of injustice, they not compel men, my brothers, to seek the end of all debate and doubt, what do they compel men to do but trust in darkness, confusion, indiscretion? Satan deceives the whole world. How about to trust in fallen standards? And my brothers and sisters, all of this, such as this, is devil worship. I repeat, if a man does not seek him who will judge mankind and even all generations of mankind according to the standard that was from the beginning, it has all been devil worship. But the divisions we see amongst us, the very religiosity we see among us, should never come to exist. How should men be justified by that which the Most High has already forsworn? How should men attain eternal life after that which the Most High has already forsworn must come to an end? People have said that all good things must come to an end. That's a lie. All evil things, every evil thing, is what the Most High has forsworn, must come to an end. That righteousness of his word endures forever. Like I said, my brothers and sisters, politics, multitude of varying standards, other gospels, other words after which men seek peace. Hey, think about it. They got people swearing allegiance to the Most High. Hey, swearing allegiance to folks who put their hands upon the Bible to be hypocrites. Politicians, pastors. Direct defense, my brothers and sisters, against the very holy name itself. Is that not sin? So the man who does this should not be found guilty. That means he should not be forgiven of his sin, which means he shall be condemned in his unrighteousness. Is that what the Most High desires, to be an example to his people? Absolutely not. the Shema, the obligation of the Most High, our most command, an oath unto the Most High, says we must seek him for all his will, and then he will reveal himself by his Spirit, that there might be peace, that he show us his peace, the rule of his kingdom. Not as the world giveth, he said in 14:26-27. In other words, he told them then, be not afraid, those who heard his peace. Trust, he was telling them, in the word of his peace, according to his conscience. And he told them to go out in the midst of what was a hostile environment. Brothers and sisters, I need to say that again. An environment that is still hostile against the word of one. And he commanded them to defend that truth, even to be willing to avow their very lives for the sake of the preservation of that word. Our brothers and sisters, where are they today who are discerning that word after the power of that Spirit, but do all that is required, that all things be restored and nothing be lost, even expecting him who must do it first? Like I said, if men have not had that hope, they have not known the faith at all. But that, my brothers and sisters, that men should constantly expect and seek the restitution, restoration of all things according to all that was spoken by the mouth of the holy prophets as well began. Acts 3:18-23 is the hope of the faith and faithfulness unto Yah, restoration unto the will of one beyond all false kings and rulers. And the scripture says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, and whoever does not seek, hearken, look for. That's what that word hearken means. All will not hearken, seek for, listen to, abide in, seek to be made obedient to that prophet. Yes, we're talking about Messiah and his return, because the scripture says he must remain in heaven until the restitution of all things, because he shall bring it. So whoever will not, my brothers and sisters, hearken to that prophet, seek after that prophet, be obedient to that prophet, will be cut off. And yes, my brothers and sisters, mouth the Most High has spoken it. It's only those, my brothers and sisters, who prove that they can be true to him, that chosen one, that righteous one. It's only those, my brothers and sisters, the Most High will call steadfast unto the preserving of the peace of his kingdom. Why do the leaders not tell you that? That they only make themselves intercessories, false ones, false priests, priests unto their particular denominations and nations, compelling men to believe that something other than what the Most High declared in his fullness is somehow acceptable unto him. My brothers and sisters, how shall there be peace if men preserve every argument against the perfect word that exists among us? It's time to wake up. I think about the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, where the love of men has been hate against Yah. Men not considering the fact that what the Most High declared from the beginning, he told men, if men turned against it, it would be sin even unto death, separation from him. But men have believed that they can be what? We say the day you sin, you surely die. How about become inconsistent? Not true to the eternal conscience. The Most High said he would preserve or would constantly be contentious against him? Absolutely not. That's not his name. He says he's the great I am that I am, not as he is not. Many will despise, my brothers and sisters, that he will declare his name. And men will find out that they never really understood it. He says, I am a life. He is true to what he is, all and everything that he is. And nothing that is against his plan endures. Wake up time, my brothers and sisters. Been a lot of devil worship unawares because men have not understood that the grace of Yah is discretion. And a man who does not know to move toward what is good and turn aside what is evil It is obvious, my brothers and sisters, or it should be, that man has not yet known Yah. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who reject the command of the Most High and the law of the Lord of the Most High of hosts. Isaiah 5:20-26. Doesn't it tell us then, my brothers and sisters, we must discern what is in fact why? What in fact is, my brothers and sisters, considerate of all things? Respectful of all things the Most High has declared. Where there seems no solution, shall men say they are justified in their ignorance? Have men really truly looked forward to, my brothers and sisters, the manifestation of the man without sin? Isaiah 50:1-5. Messiah saying, morning by morning, the Most High caused my ears to hear the teaching. Thou shalt know how to declare a word to the weary, those who've been weak and polluted after the barren ideas of the nations. That I shalt know how to declare a word to the weary, and I have not turned back the rebellious way. How many of my brothers and sisters seek that one? Somebody, a lot of folks will say, let him without sin cast the first stone. I would have you to understand, my brothers and sisters, that the apostles themselves, alone the early church, were in the process of seeking righteousness, but they sought all righteousness and sought the removal of the obstacles that might exist in the midst of us, again seeking the fullness of what is divinely required. He said, if you love me, seek the God, maintain his righteousness, all that is his commandments, his commandments, his peace. But that's a gift, my brothers and sisters, that he grants the most faithful and trustworthy soul that will seek all righteousness even beyond his own, that Yah be pleased. Blessed thing will understand this. I have a lot to speak about, my brothers and sisters, beyond what I have spoken. Looks like I've only got to it through a piece of the massiveness of this testimony that I wanted to speak tonight. But I, for now, will just simply tell you, please, my brothers and sisters, keep listening. Most High has a plan that he wants revealed to his people, and the time to discern, my brothers and sisters, is short. Till we speak again, this has been Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, under his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Check out those articles on my website, my brothers and sisters, that I keep mentioning. The Secret City Prophecies, discern how men shall transcend this world of confusion unto a city of peace. Discern the Secret City Prophecies, my brothers and sisters, www.hiddengospel.com/secret-city. Discern, my brothers and sisters, the article on the website called Prophetic Proof that proves that the world has fallen away from the righteousness of the gospel, has not discerned who the early church new Messiah is. Another article there, www.hiddengospel.com, early church origin. Article there, my brothers and sisters, called Tribulation 70-365 AD. Discern, my brothers and sisters, how many must be restored to the truth the world has long forgotten. But my brothers and sisters, that expectation is the hope of peace. And without that expectation, there's no forgiveness of sins. Blessed are they who will be confirmed steadfast. For such as this is what has always been divine desire. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, please check out that website, discern how you can become a constituent in a ministry that Most High truly has consecrated for the healing of his people. For the only way any man, my brothers and sisters, can be in allegiance unto that purpose that he first must discern that purpose.